On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ismail Khawaja.
The initial findings of the Ethiopia Airlines plane crash suggest the crew followed the correct procedures but couldn't stop their aircraft from repeatedly nosediving. The 737 MAX 8 jet came down shortly after taking off from the capital last month. That aircraft model has been grounded while Boeing fixes some software. Sky's Africa correspondent John Sparks says Ethiopia's transport minister issued a report earlier.
She is indirectly implicating the 737 MAX's software, its anti-stall software, which tilts the nose of the aircraft down if the computer thinks the aircraft is in danger of stalling.
KMFM News.
The House of Lords is discussing whether to back a bill which could delay Brexit again. MPs supported it by a majority of one last night. If it passes, it would force Theresa May to ask the EU for an extension beyond next Friday to avoid leaving without a deal. Conservative peer Lord Forsyth believes it's part of an attempt by certain politicians to reverse the referendum result.
The combination of some militant people who wish to prevent the will of the people, the 17.4 million people who voted to leave the European Union, and a rogue speaker, yes.
KMFM. KMFM News.
An inquest has heard a man who was killed on the doorstep of a house in Maidstone died from being shot in the chest. Emergency services were sent to Cambridge Crescent in Shepway last month, where 54-year-old Andrew Jenkins was found collapsed. Geoffrey Mills, who's of the same age and from the same road, has been charged with murder. A fourth man has been arrested after two other men were treated in hospital following an attack in Ashford. Police were called to reports of a disturbance on Stanhope Road on Tuesday night, where they found the victims had suffered arm and hand injuries. Three 19-year-olds and an 18-year-old have all been released on bail. A Kent seaside town's been praised by a House of Lords committee, which is warning coastal areas across the UK need to be inspired to reinvent themselves. The report used Margate as a good example of improvements, highlighting the £18 million refurbishment of Dreamland and the continuing success of the Turner Contemporary Gallery. But it says more needs to be done to stop seaside towns being left behind because of poor transport, housing problems and a lack of broadband. Lord Bassam led the report.
One issue that we thought was particularly important was providing the opportunity for local communities to work better with their politicians and local businesses so that they too could ensure that we've got good leadership in our coastal areas.
More than 14,000 illegal cigarettes have been seized in a single day from shops in Tunbridge and Tunbridge Wells. As part of an operation by Kent Police, HMRC and Trading Standards, officers found a mixture of fake and non-duty paid tobacco products on Monday. They also arrested a man in connection with immigration offences at a store on Railway Approach in Tunbridge and seized more than 150 cases of illegal beer from a shop on Grove Hill Road in Tunbridge Wells. A man is being questioned by police after a shop worker was threatened with a screwdriver during a robbery in Meppham. Two men made off with cash from the store in Neville Place in Rutan Road on Tuesday evening. A 19-year-old from Croydon was arrested this morning and remains in custody. And a report by the University of Kent has found it's cut its carbon emissions by 21% since 2005. It's done so by fitting new efficient LED lamps and reducing oversized boilers. Smart meters have also been installed to help investigate areas with unusually high energy use. The uni says it's on track to achieve a 23% reduction by 2020.
KMFM Sport.
With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dyno.com.
Cricket and Kent get the new season underway tomorrow with a county championship match against Somerset. Here's Lucy with more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, Kent are now playing in Division 1 following promotion last year. Zach Frawley, who had a breakthrough season, says it's an exciting time for the team.
We've definitely got the quality in the dressing room. Obviously, as we've seen over this winter with the skipper, Billings, scoring runs for England, Joe, obviously, Hino, Beldrum, and we got so many good players. So, and bowlers, obviously, we've got new bowlers, Matt Mills, who looks very good bowling, Fred Clarkson. So we've added to the squad nicely, and I can see us doing very well this year.
Tomorrow's game at the Spitfire Ground in Canterbury starts at 11. Football and England have climbed one place up to fourth in the FIFA World Rankings. They've replaced Croatia, who beat them in the World Cup semi-final last summer, following wins over Montenegro and the Czech Republic last month. And the big man himself, Gareth Southgate, will collect his OBE at Buckingham Palace this afternoon. The England manager guided the side to their best World Cup finish in 28 years and is being recognised for services to football.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.